Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
The show must go on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. You've been listening. You know you've been listening to the first 2 hours of Wayne. He's gotten y'all fired up. And now I get a chance to take over. Who's the I? The I is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com. And normally on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the first hour to warm you up. But tonight, if you're a baseball fan, I get the chance to get the save. I get to be Mariano Rivera, if any of you out there remember who that was, since Derek Jeter just got elected into the Hall of Fame. Anyway, you can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsie radio, all one word, and send it to gmail.com, and back and forth I go to as many different folks as we can. I read all of the emails. We can't always respond to all of them, but we do read them all. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas. I think the Dallas Cowboys are playing tonight. Maybe he's got a bird's eye seat of that, but he is pushing all the buttons right now, making it all fly here on the great radio network called the USA Radio Network. I got to tell you something. So I may have mentioned this to you before, but let me just go over this one more time. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing talk radio now for 16 years, been doing radio for almost 30. And in that time, you learn that there are certain topics that if you want the phones to explode, you mention that topic and you're done, right? As a talk show host, you mention abortion, it's go time. Same goes for the Second Amendment. Talk about the Second Amendment. Talk about the restrictions of the Second Amendment. If there's a shooting somewhere and you talk about the safety regarding the Second Amendment and who should have a gun and who shouldn't, phones explode, emails explode. It's nonstop. Well, we've got a new topic that fits into that category, and that topic is vaccines. And if you mention vaccines or lack of vaccines or hesitancy with vaccines or anything at all vaccine related, people want to comment. People want to engage you on this. And it's remarkable how much information is out there. And this is where I wanted to start tonight, because it's very confusing, right? It really is. Because if you look at one website will tell you that getting the vaccine essentially assures you from dying. 99.999% of folks who get the vaccine are good to go. And then you read a different website and it'll say X, Y, and Z. And this one will talk about this variant. And this one might talk about the Pfizer being better than the Moderna. Blah, 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 blah. One website gives you one thing. Another one gives you something else. And it's a little bit overwhelming, right? In fact, like I said, did some research over the last 48 hours, really looked into this, really dug. And the CDC on some websites say X, Y, and Z, and the CDC on another website says A, B, and C. And you're still confused when it's all said and done. Then one of my great listeners sent me a video clip of the governor of West Virginia telling his constituents in a press conference that 25% of the people being admitted to West Virginia hospitals are fully vaccinated. So it's like playing rope-a-dope with Muhammad Ali, and you're just getting punched around. And if you're somebody who questions authority, like told what to do, in particular when the people that are telling me what to do, I feel as though they don't really know what the hell they're talking about. Now, that doesn't mean the medical field, because the medical professionals, I do believe, the overwhelming majority of them do have your best interests at heart, and that's, you know, nurses and nurse practitioners and, of course, doctors, anyone associated with that field. But I think this is still so confusing and evolving that even though they think they're telling you the right thing, in the end, maybe they're not, right? They may believe it now, but maybe a year from now, 2 years from now, they don't believe it maybe as much as they believe it now. So I'm not blaming them. I'm a skeptic. Okay, I was brought into this world as a skeptic. My mom was a skeptic. I'm a skeptic. I'm a, you know, show me kind of guy. And as I just mentioned, I can produce for you, in my hand right now, as a matter of fact, I have two different articles from what looks like two legitimate websites. In my left hand, there is a story that says the CDC reveals how many fully vaccinated people are dying from COVID. And they give a bunch of facts and figures and numbers and stats and all of that good stuff. In my right hand, there's a story that says, again, 99.999% of people who have gotten the vaccine shot are not getting sick enough to die. And I couple that with that confusion with the audio or video that you may see from a politician, or you look at different folks who are coming out saying that I got the vaccine, got very sick, or I got the vaccine, it worked wonders. If I didn't get the vaccine, I would have died. I've talked to maybe 20 people, 20, in the last maybe 2 weeks that have told me that their life has been saved because they got the vaccine. They got sick, but they wouldn't have gotten as sick. Now, I don't know how you know that. That's an assumption. I don't have any idea how to quantify or qualify that. I do know a remarkable number of people who have gotten the vaccine shot that ended up getting sick. Now, I can't explain that, but it does seem to have been par for the course. A couple of doctors that I know had all gotten the vaccine, and then they got sick. One very sick. I mean, he's okay now, but he got very sick. And then, you know, it's the other kind of factor that this hoity-toity, I'm smarter than you, you're a knuckle-dragger because you didn't get the vaccine, that attitude has gone up my backside sideways. I hate that. I hate when someone talks down to me, looks down to me. Like somebody came into my studio today and looked at me straight in the eye, like stared at me for a couple seconds and said, you need to get the vaccine. You need to get the shot. And I'm like, listen, I'm not anti-shot. I'm just in a wait-and-see mode. I'm in four corners, if you will. I'm kind of taking a timeout and letting the chips fall where they may. And I know maybe I'll be unlucky and I'll get the COVID. It'll be horrible prior to that. And maybe that vaccine would have saved me. Or maybe that by getting the vaccine, I have some terrible reaction to it. Or maybe I get the vaccine and it doesn't do a damn thing and I get sick anyway and get really sick and die. I mean, that's happening. It's not like that hasn't happened. Of course it's happened. So in this limited amount of time that they, you know, rushed to produce this product and then got it out there, and then they sell it to me like they're trying to sell a used car at 3.9% financing. Bang, 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 you got to get it. After a while, I'm like, it's a turnoff for me. I'm like, something is rotten in Denmark. It stinks. Something stinks. And now Biden, I don't know if you saw this today, but Jolton Joe Biden says, I guess the COVID vaccine now is mandatory for federal workers and contractors. You knew this was coming. Now, that should not sit well with anyone. Mandating you take a needle in your arm is, again, Orwellian. It's really quite remarkable when you think about it. You're not going to be allowed to work for the federal government unless you take a vaccine that hasn't been on the market for more than a year. Unless you take that vaccine in your arm, you are not going to work for the United States government. Now, this is happening all across the country in different places. Different businesses, private businesses are requiring folks to take it. I mean, that's a whole different can of worms that we could open another time. I don't want to do that now. But, you know, there is a certain amount of freedom. You own a business. You can dictate what you do. I get that. But the federal government's a little bit different. I mean, you're a postman today and you don't want to get a vaccine, you're out. Right? You're out. See ya. When the percentage of people that are dying under the age of 70 is less than 0.01%, and we have stopped the world for this virus, that also should make you skeptical. What is going on? Who is the Oz that's pulling the levers behind that screen? What is happening? Every day, every second of every day makes me, you know, more skeptical, more cynical of what is happening. And this administration is the worst. I don't trust them. I've been saying this on these airwaves and my own airwaves for, well, for as long as I've known who Joe Biden was. Never trusted that guy. And it's worse now. It's 10 times worse now that he's become president of the United States. So that's a part of it, too. That's a factor. Like, I do trust the medical community. I do. I think the medical community, more often than not, has your best interest at heart. There's a lot of doctors that are better doctors than other doctors, right? There are a lot of doctors who, I don't know, maybe you're in it for the money. I mean, you can't deny that. That's happening. But for the most part, doctors get into this thing because they want to help people. And I think that they do a good job. You break and fall your arm, you're going to a doctor. You're not going to some, you know, witch doctor with a mask over his head, bopping on the arm with a rattle. No, you're going to go to somebody to set it and get it straight. You get cancer, you're going to do the same kind of thing. But this is just different. It feels different. It feels forced. I feel coerced. I don't like that. I don't like it. All right. I got to take a quick break. We're almost at the first break here. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root had the first 2 hours tonight. Usually it's in reverse, but he had to split. So I'm in here for the last hour. Hopefully you can stick around for the entire time listening across this great country. You are, again, listening on the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. co-hosts. It could be you. Email Bill at rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. Wayne has flip-flopped with me today. Normally, he comes in and closes things down the last 2 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we did a little flipperooski, and I am playing the part of the anchor, I guess, here on the broadcast, wrapping things up this evening with Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas. You know, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the radio. I try not to, but a couple things really quick. So, folks, when you mention ivermectin, as I did this morning, bunch of people come out of the woodwork and send you all kinds of different information about this, which, again, is always good that this happens. But really, a lot of stuff out there about ivermectin. And I did find out that ivermectin was discovered in 1975, came into medical use in 1981. I guess in 2015, William Campbell and one of his colleagues won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the discovery of its applications. It's on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. Ivermectin is FDA approved and is an anti-parasitic agent. And in 2018, it was the 420th most commonly prescribed medication in the United States, believe it or not. So, I mean, people have been mocking it. I don't know why. Calling it, the horse dewormer, the horse drug. But it seems like it's been working for some folks. So if it's working, what is wrong with that? By the way, those folks out there who look at you and shake their head at you saying, just get the shot. God, nothing happened to me. Well, let me read some FDA-approved prescription drugs that were later pulled from the market. Accutane, 27 years on the market, gone. Baycol, 3 years on the market, gone. Cylert, Darvon, DBI, Latonex, Meridin, my Curitin, Omniflox. The list goes on and on. It's like, well, actually, there's 35 on this list of drugs that were once approved by the FDA and then pulled for different reasons, variety of reasons, whether they caused irreparable harm down the road. See, that's the thing. Like, people are saying, well, what happens if 5 years from now these shots attach themselves to something in your body and cause some kind of a terrible chain reaction? I mean, we don't know for sure that it's not going to do that. I mean, chances are it's not, but we don't know for sure. There's no way of telling. So it's risk versus reward. What's the risk versus the reward? So the risk is you get COVID, I guess, and die. But the reward would be what? That I could still get COVID and die? Okay. So that doesn't seem like it's very fair. I get the shot. I have a better chance of not dying. Even if I, you know, even if that's true, if I have a better chance of not dying when I get the COVID, okay. But right now, as a 55-year-old, knock on wood, hopefully in good health, if I get COVID, I have like a 99.5% chance of surviving. So it seems like I'm taking the risk by taking the vaccine. Does that make any sense? Oh, no. Is that crazy? Am I crazy talk right now? Am I in crazy talk land? I mean, if I was talking to someone who is gung-ho about the vax and looks at me as if I'm some kind of a Neanderthal, right now I'd be asking that question. Like, am I really out there? Am I a space cadet? Because 99.5% of the time I'm going to survive, and you're going to stick me with a needle that is going to give me a 70% chance at best of surviving. So you're improving my lot in life from 99.5 to 99.8. And then I'm not factoring in any of the negatives that could happen from the jab. I mean, I could have an allergic reaction. You don't know for sure. There could be something that happens 5-10 years down the road. We don't know for sure. Right? So even if I'm in crazy town land, like folks want to lead other folks to believe, like anybody who doesn't get a shot's a lunatic, I don't see it that way, right? And certainly I don't see the guilt part of this, trying to make the folks who don't get it out to be some kind of anti-community. Oh, God, you're ruining it for everybody else. Now everybody can get sick. I consider myself a pretty smart guy. I still don't understand that, right? How me not getting a shot makes you sick. You've got the shot. That's all, right? What can I tell you? You're fine. Seems like you should be fine, but no one has really been able to adequately explain that one to me. All right, let me take a break. Music is playing. We'll come right back once again. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccine mandates coming at the direction of President Biden.
I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
Biden also saying he will direct the Department of Labor to develop a rule that companies with more than 100 employees will require vaccinations or once-a-week testing for their workers, potentially impacting 80 million private sector workers. A flight with American citizens on board landed in Qatar after leaving Afghanistan. It's still unknown how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that... our energized health. Not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible, Exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off or go to energizedhealth.com.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Special guest joining me right now from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion. And me and Tommy have been talking for the better part of a month about $3.5 trillion. Where's it going? What's it going to be spent on? Who's getting what? So, Tommy, what is new with the $3.5 trillion quote unquote infrastructure package?
Let me just first observe that that's all anybody knows about the bill, because that's all the Democrats have said about the bill, is this $3.5 trillion. So it isn't like there's some deep need in the country for this $3.5 billion. It isn't like it's an infrastructure package. It isn't like there's a, there is some built-in constituency for this bill. It just so happens that Democrats want to spend $3.5 trillion. Now, if you and I got to split $3.5 trillion, we might argue about how to spend it. That's exactly what is starting to happen in the Congress this week. The very first shreds of text are starting to come out of the House Ways and Means Committee. And the White House and the Senate are standing a little, being a little standoffish from that package. The Dems do not have consensus on this bill. Joe Manchin, there's a report this morning, has been saying privately, and he said publicly he can't spend $3.5 trillion. He said he won't be able to spend any more than $1.5 trillion. So, the Democrats are in disarray this morning. They are not able to get their ducks in a row so far on this bill, and that's good news for the country.
Right.
That's good news for my kids, for hopefully my future grandkids, because they're not going to be saddled with more debt from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
You know what I'm really concerned about is we've completely lost perspective. We have no idea how much money $3.5 trillion is. We throw these numbers around. Trillions are now what used to be billions. Billions are now what used to be millions. I mean, $3.5 trillion is a ridiculous amount of money.
It's insane. You know, at some point when you are so far underwater in debt, so irresponsibly spending, there's a level of disconnect that happens with reality. That's what's going on with the Congress. They're not even articulating a need for it. It isn't, $8.5 billion to settle Afghan refugees. That's a specific need that they're articulating. But for $3.5 trillion, they just assume we all agree that we need that money, and it's insane. But let me tell you the really scary part. The number one way to run the risk of out of control inflation is to spend $3.5 trillion right now.
Right.
We have just come off 18 months of mind-boggling spending. Including a $4 trillion bill and a $2 trillion bill on COVID. So to add to that, in the face of inflation starting to tick up, is just insane. That's like, they are the models in Zoolander throwing gasoline on each other at the gas station. It's about to burst into flames, and we're all about to get the inflation fire.
So I know we joke about this. Really, it's not a joke, but, taking that wheelbarrow filled with cash to get a loaf of bread. No more deficit hawks in Washington. Nobody seems to care about debt.
Well, yeah, and they've been spending money out of control
right
for decades. So far there's been no consequences, and it's really hard to say what the consequences will be. Paul Ryan used to say it was, there was a looming debt crisis.
Right.
But I believe that the sharpest consequence is going to be inflation. And if you're not experiencing inflation now, you will. Just go do some back-to-school spending, and,
yep,
and you'll see prices are way up. And that trend is going to get worse and worse as long as Congress is talking about this bill.
You're 100% right. I mean, go buy food, everybody. Go buy a pair of sneakers. Go buy anything that's essential to your everyday life. Go buy gas. Next thing you know, you're paying 20, 30, 40% more for products, and inflation has punched you right in the mouth. Tommy Vinion Heritage Foundation is with us. We chat with them each and every Wednesday. Switching from that to Afghanistan, I'm sure you have seen some of the reports. Can you please tell me how the State Department can stop planes from taking off from these airports in Afghanistan and, you know, not let American citizens try to save other American citizens? What do you know about that?
It's insane. What I'm seeing is an administration from the White House, the press secretary, on down to the State Department that are making decisions, that are saying things about Afghanistan where their first consideration, the thing on their mind, the thing driving their thoughts, is not the American trapped in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. They're making decisions based on their own political faith. They think that it is incredibly important to move past Afghanistan, not to get everybody out, not to do everything we can, not to leave an American behind, but to move past it. That is what is driving the decision-making, I believe, at the White House and at the State Department. They're sweeping this under the rug. They're waving a magic wand in front of our eyes. These are not the droids you're looking for. Well, yes, they are. We want to focus on this until we get every last American out. And don't tell us something other than the truth about who's still there and what our efforts are to get them out. Because I think the truth has been buried about who is still there and what we did to get them out.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. But to stop, from what I heard, and I don't know how accurate this is. Maybe you've got different information. But I heard that they stopped these planes. I guess Beck had supposedly, Glenn Beck had planes or people on these planes that he was trying to get out, and they stopped these planes, and then they handed the manifest over to the Taliban. Do you know if any of that is true?
I can't personally confirm that. I've seen those reports, but if so, it's outrageous. If you've got planes with American citizens ready to take off, ready to leave Afghanistan, and there's an intervention there, it's, first of all, we abandoned them as a government. The government abandoned them. But then to have private citizens be able to get them out and to block them from that is a proactive step. And when that gets confirmed, every American ought to be outraged by that.
Agreed. You know, speaking to that and vetting these folks, what's your confidence that they're vetting these Afghan refugees and to the extent that, you know, our safety is being, you know, looked on as a priority?
Low.
Yeah.
My confidence in anything this administration does is low.
Right.
We are an extraordinarily generous country. We let in tens of thousands, in some years, 100,000 refugees a year. We let in 1 million immigrants a year. It is the responsibility of the federal government to make sure that the gates aren't wide open, that it isn't the case that anybody can come in. People are about 50,000 Afghans are already in the country, not on refugee status, but on parolee status, which means their vetting is pending in a way. No, I don't have any confidence that they're being vetted appropriately. The situation in Afghanistan was total chaos. The Taliban had a ring around the airport. So anybody that got into the airport had passed the Taliban screening. That ought to strike fear in your heart as it is.
Exactly.
So, yes, we should be admitting some refugees. And, of course, we should be admitting people that helped us. But these people have got to be vetted. And I don't see it from the Biden administration. I just don't.
Tommy Vinion from the Heritage Foundation. Tommy, we won't talk until, obviously, next week, till after 9/11. And if you don't mind, could you give me just 2 minutes, your look back 20 years ago?
I was in eighth grade. And everything about this country, everything about how I understood this country changed. The way that I watched politics, the way that I understood what was happening, the way that I understood history changed. Our country made a lot of sacrifices in the aftermath of that. But obviously the memory that is most crystal clear is the flying of the American flags, the patriotism, the unity that as a country we went through. if we could recapture that somehow, we'd be in a much better place in this country. But to have it be caused by such a gruesome attack is heartbreaking. But I think most of us will never forget what it felt like to have that connection with our fellow Americans. I believe I'm being honest when I say it's gone today, and that's a shame. But the memory of those lost on September 11, 2001 will never be forgotten. And we have to say that every year. We have to say never forget so that we don't.
Agreed. Tommy, your Twitter feed, where do they go?
T.P. Binion. Look, at college football season, so only follow me if you want politics mixed in with a little football.
All right, buddy, thank you. His name is Tommy Binion. He is with the Heritage Foundation, and I am lucky enough to get a chance to talk to him once a week on my morning show, and we try to bring him on the national scene when we can. All right, we've got to take a quick break. By the way, you can always reach out to me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That is my email address. You can go on my Facebook page. When you like my Facebook page, you like my Voice of Freedom Facebook page, and you can be part of all these great conversations that a lot of the listeners have all day long. A very quick timeout. We'll come back with the very last break right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months. And gain 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, very special guest joining me right now. He is a conflict and terrorism expert. And I'm lucky enough to track him down. Blake Vincent is joining me. Blake, thank you very much. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to talk about ISIS, right? We're going to talk about ISIS and ISIS-K eventually. But I'd like you, if you can, give me a little background, the history of the United States fighting against ISIS.
All right. Well, I think it's important for the current context that we talk about our fight against the Islamic State Khorasan province, which is ISIS-K, which is what President Biden has been calling them, and a few other people. The start of ISIS-K really goes back to 2014. A lot of people have been hearing ISIS-K and going, oh, is that new ISIS? Is that new ISIS? And it's really not. They pledged their allegiance to ISIS back in late 2014, and then were recognized by the main ISIS caliphate in Iraq and Syria in January of 2015. And the United States does have a history of fighting against ISK in the region for years now. I think many people will remember that back in 2017, we used the MOAB, the mother of all bombs,
right,
in Afghanistan that just like rocked the area near Kabul. People thought the world was ending. but that bomb was used against ISIS militants in the mountains east of Kabul, and we ended up killing, I think, 94 ISK militants. So, you know, our fight against ISIS in Afghanistan and our fight against ISIS-K is nothing new.
Right.
It just so happens that their name has flashed up in the media because of that bombing that took place at the Kabul airport a few weeks ago.
So it's interesting because, you know, obviously doing what I do, I pay attention as best I can to all this. And the other day, like when they first announced ISIS, quote unquote, K, I mean, again, it's the first time I heard this. I should probably have known it before, but it sounded made up. But you say it's been around for a long time. And what is the difference between ISIS-K and just ISIS?
Well, so, you know, ISIS itself is an acronym that stands for the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. And so that was sort of the original territorial caliphate, caliphate meaning sort of like an Islamic kingdom, if you will.
Right.
That stretches back to the days of the Prophet Muhammad. The difference between the main ISIS core in Iraq and Syria and the many other ISIS affiliates around the world is really just, you know, how close are they ideologically and financially to the ISIS core? And ISK or ISIS-K is actually one of the closer to the actual ISIS core and are very connected ideologically and financially to the core group, which, mind you, no longer holds any meaningful territory in Iraq and Syria or in Afghanistan, for that matter. So, I mean, the idea of having different ISIS branches is that they have their slogan "Remain and Expand." So they have, you know, or had their caliphate in Iraq and Syria,
right.
And they have branches in Mozambique, in Indonesia, and you know the and in Afghanistan.
Blake Vincent is with us. He's a conflict and terrorism expert. We're talking about ISIS. Before we run out of time, eventually, you know, we have, or it seems like we have teamed up now with the Taliban. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I think that's a saying. The simple, straightforward question, is this a good idea to, quote unquote, form an alliance, a team up with the Taliban?
So we haven't really technically teamed up with the Taliban as of yet. But there has been some talks in policy circles as to whether we should use the Taliban as a tool to fight against ISIS-K in Afghanistan, and that's just it's just really not a great idea. mainly, you know, because ISIS-K is not a direct threat to the U.S. You know, we've pulled out of Afghanistan; we're no longer there, and teaming up with a group that we formerly called terrorists or you know terrorist enablers. They might end up using our help or our military might in their own interests rather than ours. And so that's, you know, it's quite a mixed bag to use very risky proxies like the Taliban to fight against another smaller enemy.
So this is not the first time we've done something like this. We armed the Taliban when they were fighting against Russia. Those many years ago, and that came back to bite us in the rear end. So, do you have a website?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is Cold War Crush, and my website is the Fulda Gap, which is FULDAGAP, the Fulda Gap, .com.
Is Cold War Crush because you have a crush, you want another Cold War, or you're crushed by the Cold War?
Well, when you're in the middle of a nuclear holocaust, you want someone to be with, you know?
Blake, listen, it was great talking to you for the first time. I hope we can do it again. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the info. Thanks for the insight, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, man, there he is, Blake Vincent. Good stuff. I got to go. I'm out of time. Music is playing. You guys have a wonderful night. Wayne will be back tomorrow. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.